This is where you need to tell other people what your response is. It might be in a tutorial, or it might be online, or on the discussion board, perhaps a virtual classroom. It is also expected that you give feedback on other people's responses and to expect and accept other people's responses to yours. Remember, this is not personal. You are talking about ideas and thoughts. When you respond to other people's ideas, you can be critical, but don't be personal. We want you to argue with ideas, not people. This challenging process is where you can really broaden your understanding. And it also might be the time when you realize you need to go back and have another look. Don't forget those backwards arrows, because that's exactly what you should do.